This is Carl Hartman. 15 years ago on the old Kordick show, there was one skit which stood out from all of the others. A skit people still talk about to this day. Most people remember it as the Saga of the Flying Fraction. It was a tale of Lieutenant Colonel Grimshaw of the Streetcar Motorman Corps, played at that time by Reach Kordick, and of second-class streetcar motorman Beanie, played by Sterling Yates. It had to do with Beanie's first assignment on the old 7754, the Flying Fraction. Today, we're rapidly approaching the end of the trolley era in Pittsburgh. By the end of the month, we will no longer hear that familiar streetcar bell in the eastern end of the city. For this reason, the Tea House has elected to write the final chapter in the saga of Lieutenant Colonel Grimshaw and Beanie. Jason, will you set the scene?
At the streetcar barns at Forbes and Craig, dawn is just beginning to superimpose its thin, gray fingers on the dark blanket of night. It's cold, and the streetcar motorman, lined up for roll call by Lieutenant Colonel Grimshaw, cash boxes clutched in their hands, are strangely subdued. This morning, the usual jocular attitude is missing.
Fellas, here comes Lieutenant Colonel Grimshaw. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Grimshaw, sir. Ready for roll call.
Thank you. Thank you, Lieutenant Beanie. You may proceed with roll call.
I don't think I can, sir. You better do it.
Come, Beanie. Where's your esprit de corps? Well, now is not the time to let down the service.
I'm sorry, sir.
Very well, Beanie. I understand. I'll call the roll.
Thank you, sir.
First class Motorman Petrovich.
Here.
Motorman second class Weems.
Here.
Motorman first lieutenant Beanie.
Here, sir.
Third class Motorman Wasilewski.
Here, sir.
That completes the roll call, gentlemen.
All present and accounted for, sir.
Thank you, Beanie.
Yes, sir.
Men, there aren't many of us left.
That's right.
We've been together a long time. I've seen you all come into the service as raw recruits. Oh, yes, I remember many things. The morning second-class motorman Beanie took up the Flying Fraction for the first time, never expecting to return. The day third-class motorman Wasilewski tangled with a transfer snatcher and wound up in the hospital with a broken arm. When second-class motorman Weems over there was awarded the Bronze Streetcar Bell for duty above and beyond in holding the center doors at 5th and Wood. When first-class motorman Petrovich won that race down Hartmore Boulevard between his number 87 and the 1940 Packard. Yes, but now, that's all coming to an end. The old days are gone, men. I have just conducted my last roll call. The streetcar fleet is going into mothballs. We're being replaced by buses. But control yourself, men. For the glory of the service, those who have gone before, we must hold our cash boxes high for the few remaining days we have left. So, I will now make my last assignments. First class motorman Petrovich, the 71 Negley.
Thank you, sir.
Second class motorman Weems, the 73 Highland.
Thank you, sir.
Third class motorman Wasilewski, the 75 Wilkinsburg.
Thank you, sir.
And finally, first lieutenant motorman Beanie, the 76 Hamilton Jane Street.
Thank you, sir. And I know I speak for the rest of the men when I tell you that the smell of diesel oil will never replace the wonderful aroma of Big Red. We salute you, Lieutenant Colonel Grimshaw, sir.
Thank you, Beanie. Thank you, men.
Would you tell me one last time, sir?
Yes, Beanie, it's inbound pay as you enter, outbound pay as you leave, and the fare is 30 cents one way, not round trip.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Beanie. And now, mount your cars, men, and for the few days, years you have left, ding those bells with pride. Make them remember the Streetcar Corps.